Well, we're going to now go back to Israel, and we're going to be talking with Itamar Marcus. He heads up an organization called Palestinian Media Watch. Their website, palwatch.org. You can go there. You can get the latest information of what the Palestinian media, print media, electronic media, is really saying to their people. Not to the world, but to the Palestinian people in Israel, or what they refer to as Palestine. There's never been a state called Palestine, and that's a part of the whole problem, and that's why we bring to these microphones Itamar, because of the fact that his team is monitoring what they are actually saying, and I need to keep you updated with that information. Itamar, I've got a number of things I want to talk to you about. Let's start with this one. The United States brokered deal is just the first stage on Israel's demise. Now, that's one of the headlines that you sent out to us, those of us who are connected with you, because we've gone to palwatch.org and signed up for that newsletter, that news alert you send out. This does not sound like these are the people that should be peace partners with Israel if they say this is the first step in destroying Israel.
Absolutely. And the person who made that statement is a person who's very close to the leader of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. His name is Abbas Zaki. And he literally used the word in stages. He said, we're going to get to 67 borders only because the inspiring idea cannot be achieved at once, but rather in stages. And after we'll have something to say. 2 years ago, he was interviewed on Al Jazeera TV, and we have an interview where he said the same thing, that we have to get the inspiring idea in stages. And there he explicitly said, we tell the world that we want the 1967 borders because everyone knows it's impossible to realize the inspiring idea in one stroke. And then he went even further. If Israel goes back to the 67 borders, what will be with Israel? Israel will come to an end. In other words, here's a Palestinian leader who's saying that he knows that Israel can't survive the 1967 borders, and that is what the United States is really pressuring Israel to do. And that is what, unfortunately, some naive Israeli leaders also believe will lead to peace.
Now, do I understand this correctly? This message went out on what would be Palestinian Authority authorized media.
This is official Palestinian Authority television. You're talking about a senior Palestinian leader telling his people that the negotiations are in order to bring Israel to the 67 borders because Israel can't survive them, and then we can achieve what he calls the inspiring idea, which means the destruction of Israel.
Yes. One of those borders that I'm sure he would be considering would be the Jordan Valley border. And I understand that the Palestinian leaders are saying they must have control of the Jordan Valley in order to be able to come to some type of peace agreement. Now, this is going to be where heads hit heads, because the Israelis say they need that border control as well.
Yes, I think that there are many, many issues that are going to be really, I think, ultimately insurpassable. The United States is going to try, from what I get a sense, to base the agreements on long-term status quo. In other words, they'll give the Palestinian Authority what it wants for the long term, and they'll tell Israel, don't worry, you know, the peace deal is going to give you 20 years of control of the Jordan Valley. I think it will be an outrageous mistake for Israel to think that that would bring Israel security and that you have to wait 20 years. We've had the Oslo Accords, 19 years already, almost 20 years, and we see that the Palestinian Authority has been lying throughout. And 20 years goes very fast, and then all of a sudden we would have the entire weapons infrastructure that the Palestinian Authority would need to make life not livable for Israelis. They would use that border to smuggle missiles, to smuggle weapons. They would allow terrorists to smuggle weapons. In other words, what I anticipate is if the Palestinian Authority, and I say God forbid, were ever to get control of large portions of the West Bank, that is a Palestinian Authority based on the ideology of today, they would allow terror groups to operate amongst them. They would lob missiles onto the airport. They would lob missiles onto Tel Aviv. They would wreak havoc with the life. The Palestinian Authority would then condemn it within minutes, and the United States would say, well, they condemned it. You know, don't do anything against them. And this would be the game they would play. They would make tourism stop to Israel. They would make foreign airlines stop flying to Israel. It would be very easy for them to do if they controlled the West Bank, and that's why I'm hoping that Israel uses its intelligence. And I'm not even talking now about the rightful ownership. The rightful ownership of Judea and Samaria is Israel's. Israel has been willing to give accommodation to the people who are residents there and allow some kind of independent control of their own lives. We don't want to have control over them. But to create a state means you're giving them control of borders, essentially bringing whatever they want into the country. It means giving them an army. It means giving them an air force. None of these things can be prevented once a state is there. So today they control their own education. They control their own health. They control their own culture. It's a solution that they must be happy with because they're controlling their own lives. The only things that they're not controlling are things that can endanger Israel. If they were interested in peace, they would be very satisfied for the meantime with this. Everything they say tells us that they're really, really not interested in peace.
Yes, that seems to be the case as we listen to what they do say. And of course, your team is so attentive to what is being said by the Palestinians and so essential for us to have and understand. Well, one final thing for you, Itamar, if you will. Seems like some of the Palestinian leaders are going back to World War II. Their honoring of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis and what they were endeavoring to do with the Jewish people, not only in Europe, but around the world as well. It seems like Hitler is still a hero today as far as the Palestinian leadership is concerned.
It unfortunately is the case. Recently, I think it was Abbas himself, Mahmoud Abbas himself, who was speaking, and he wanted to honor, he said, lots of people. One of the people he wanted to honor, he said, was Haj Amin al-Husseini. Haj Amin al-Husseini was the mufti head of the Muslim community in Palestine during World War II. And Haj Amin al-Husseini was a close ally of Hitler. In fact, he left the area because the area of British Palestine was under British control, and he wanted to support the Nazis. He went to Germany. He gave Arabic language talks encouraging the people to support the Nazis. There are numerous pictures of him with Hitler, and then he actually raised a fighting force for Hitler. And this is Haj Amin al-Husseini, ally of Hitler, and this is the person who Mahmoud Abbas recently honored. We've had Al-City Authority supported educational magazine honoring Hitler twice in the last few years, and it's not just twice, it's there today. All these glorifying of Hitler remain on Al-City Authority educational website called Zayzifuna. So what we're seeing is a Palestinian Authority that tells the world that it's interested in peace, but it tells its own people that Hitler was a hero because he killed the Jews. Specifically, it says, because he killed the Jews. This is what children are being brought up on in the Palestinian Authority. There is a very, very basic policy of deception, and I might add that we recently wrote a book called Deception, which goes through the entire process of how the Palestinian Authority says one thing to themselves and one thing to the world. It's a very important book. If anyone wants to purchase, they can purchase it on our website. It's called Deception.
You know, this is one of the reasons, dear friends, if you're eavesdropping on this conversation, that we have constant contact with Itamar Marcus. Not every week, but almost every other week, we want to talk with Itamar, who heads up Palestinian Media Watch. They're watching what's happening, reading what's being put out on the printed page of the Palestinian people, and it's essential we understand what the Palestinians are really saying. Itamar, thank you so very much, my good friend. We appreciate it so very much, and we're going to have another conversation with you, that's for sure.
Okay, nice talking to you.